to the Wheel of Dating. Here's your next contestant up. You know, that's how it feels with these things. Like, I've done this for so long, as far as dating people, that it never ceases to amaze me that the same patterns and the same behaviors always continue, are always nonstop. And as I get older, there's a reason why I'm just so disconnected. You know, I have a lot of people that always, when I talk to them about my scope of dating, which is when I go outside of my, you know, people, when they're single, what do? They usually date people that are just single and that's it, right? And they want to be in a relationship and grow together and figure it out, blend families, have old families, whatever, right? So like at this stage in life, I'm like, dude, I don't even want to deal with that. I want to deal with people that I'm not their priority. I'm not your top priority. You don't care for me to be a top priority. You care, but you're not dropping everything or wanting or forcing me to do anything that I don't want to do or that I don't want to be. But the beautiful thing about that I love anyway, about me dating unconventionally, people that are in relationships or in marriages and everyone knows kind of deal, is that there's transparency. That's what's attractive to me. It's not that they have to tell me every secret that they know, but when it comes to where I stand with them, I know where I stand. Like, there is no hidden agenda about where I stand with that person. If I go see a person that's in an open marriage, a polyamorous relationship, and we go have a date, they're going to tell me exactly where they stand. They're going to tell me exactly what they're feeling, how they're going about doing things, so on and so forth. And this is your place in that totem pole. I'm like, I like that type of communication. I've always loved that kind of communication. Tell me how it is. Even if it's not something I want to hear, tell me how it is so that I know how to navigate moving forward. Why? Because unfortunately, many of us put expectations. So when I'm talking to somebody online and I'm talking to this person and I'm FaceTiming with them and there are heavy plans of, okay, this is what we're going to do when we get together, so on and so forth, and all of a sudden, you go ahead and disappear. And then after that disappearance, you come back 3-4 months later or 6 months later and say, hey, listen, sorry I ghosted you, but the reason I did that was because my former love interest came knocking and, you know, I just couldn't turn that down, so I just gave it another shot. My bad. I'm saying to myself, well, if you were a grown-ass fucking woman, you could have told me that when it happened. You could have said, hey, listen, right now, I am all about wanting to get to know you. I think you're a great guy, but I have my eyes on somebody else. I have an interest in somebody else. I would like to stay connected and be friends or see how this works out, but I'm going to invest in that other person. I may be disappointed, but guess what? I respect that so much more. And in all my dating experiences, I've only had that one time happen where the woman said, you know what? And I've been, you know, on and off dating now since 2013. So that's what, almost 10 years? 10-year data, people. This is anecdotal data. Okay, I don't have a fucking Harvard psychology degree or anything like that. But I have 10 years of fucking experience, damn it, of doing this shit. Of taking one for the team to give you this data. And what I realized is that people are not able to truly convey their whole truth. You know, whether, and that's the part that drives me up the wall, because in this episode is one where this lady, and she's been so persistent over the years, and I've always ignored her. She tried to go to my Instagram. She tried to go to like this dating site number one, dating site number two, dating site number three, try texting me. And I just ignore her because I didn't want to address it. I'm like, if you don't know why I'm not talking to you, then you're really missing the boat here, because it lets me know that you are a woman that you live or you hold men like me to a set of standards of being, but you don't hold yourself to that same standard. And it's hard for you to come to grips with that or even come up and apologize unless I bring it to your attention. that's the thing that drives me up the wall, is that women will come back at you and talk to you like, oh, what happened? What's going on? And they know damn well what they did, or they've done it so often, they've seen so many people, they fucking forgot. And that stuff is it drives me up the wall, because if the tables are turned, I'm held to a standard in the dating world of, you have to be single. You still can't be legally married. You have to be honest. You have to be transparent. You have to be committed. You have to be monogamous. You have to be all, you have to be a provider. You have to entertain me. You know, I don't want to get bored, so I want to go do all this shit. You know, and it's like, you're placing all these things on me, but you don't even place these standards onto yourself. And that's the part where when I talk to women and I tell them, look, the reason I am this way is because women don't hold themselves accountable. They talk all this shit, just like men do it. Men do it too. That's my whole point, is that men and women do it, but women think they don't do it as much as men do. They do it differently. They do it differently than men guys do. Men can be real savage about it, and women can be savage about it, but I think that women just play these little hide, passive aggressive, kind of falling off the face of the earth, like the no answer is an answer with a lot of women. So I already know all this shit just from life, just from picking up patterns and knowing people. It's like, okay, I see where this is going. And then I put them in a corner and I say, okay, I remember very well. I remember very well why I'm not talking to you. Let me tell you why. Because you were a person that did this, and I was blindsided by that. And I'm not saying that my feelings weren't hurt, but if that's the kind of person you're showing me to be from the beginning, who am I to trust that you're not capable of doing that down the line? I'm not going to go into it with an investment of saying that, okay, she's changed and she's going to be different. No. My thought process is, hey, you know what? Like, you've done it before. What if I was to invest in you in 6 months, and then the love interest, the person that you were seeing before, that you told me that you weren't really into him and he was an alcoholic and he was X, Y, and Z, and he comes back a knocking, wants you bad, and you say, you know what? And you start arguing with me because you want to go and break up and be with him. Because that's what ladies do. You know, and I just call out the shit when I see it, and they squirm because they're not used to guys doing that. Because as much as I love sex, as much as I love intimacy, I don't let that control how I treat you. I'm going to look at how you treat me as a person. Do you treat me with respect? Are you transparent? Are you honest? Are you consistent? Are you trans? You know, are you a mystery box, or are you a person that I know from what you tell me that you're honest, right? I'm just going to gauge everything about you. And I always tell everybody that with me, it's like, look, I'm honest. I'm like, look, I used to get to a point where I'd be giving people social security. This is my credit score. This is where I live. This is where I do all these things. Like, you know, I used to do that. I still have it, but I don't send it to people anymore. I used to have a web page that I created with all these fucking questions and all this information, so that if you wanted to play detective, you don't even got to Google. It's all there. It's all fucking there for you to do. And that really, you know, that got me two responses. It got me people that really loved it, and most people hated it, because part of them getting to know somebody is the mystery, the journey of reading every page by page, the story, where I'm like, okay, what's the fucking story about? Okay, that sounds like a good story. Then I start the reading, because I will enjoy the story if I feel the ending is good, or if I feel it has meat on it. And I feel that people don't understand that mindset, or either that, or they don't, that's not the way they operate. And I understand that you don't have to operate like I do. So I totally get it. I totally understand it. But don't pretend as if you're wanting this kind of person, in this case, women. Women want this kind of man, want them honest, want them to be open, want them to be transparent, want them to be all these things, but they're not able to receive that. They're not even to be that for that person. Like, how can you be wanting this when you're not even that yourself? maybe, just an idea, maybe you should just be working on yourself. Be working on what it is that you are, how you want to be. And I think that's where, you know, all these, not frustrations, but these things that I know are never going to change. Meaning that women are still going to hide things, men are still going to hide things, because it's all a game of poker at the end. Then you show your cards later on and you go from there. And then you figure out how to live life with each other. Because that's the game, that's how we are, because we're so worried about being judged, and we're so worried about what people are going to think about if we think or do something. And like I said, going back to the scenario, I had to reprimand that lady. And I had to tell her, look, you know, this is, I don't know how you operate, but when you break trust, it's not something that I can go back to, because it's something at a very simple level. All it takes is, look, how you doing? I want to get to know you. You know, I'm talking to other people. I'm going on other dates, but, you know, I want to get to know you and see how this all goes down. And then it's up to me to chew on it and say, okay, I want to go through, that's fine. Or just be like how guys are, which is what they're worried about. Oh, you're a fucking whore. Oh, you're fucking this, you're fucking that, right? Like, just start name calling and being judgmental because you're dating other guys. Like, I know when I date a girl, she could have fucked a guy in the morning, and she could have been on her way fucking another guy after we had the date. That's just the way you have to understand as a guy or as a person when you're dating. If you're not in a relationship with them, guess what? You don't have any authority to tell them who they're going to be with. They could be fucking whomever before and after. And the next day and the next morning and the next weekend, whenever they want to fuck, they're not just going to put their fucking pussy on hold to figure out if they're going to be exclusive with you. I get that, but a lot of guys don't. A lot of women don't get that either. It's like this whole thing of, you have to portray you're single, you're a highly qualified guy. I'm like, look, we're all fucked up in this. Like, we all have our issues. You know, like, I've recognized my three flags that I have with women. It's number one, my unfiltered ways. If you're very sensitive or somebody that has strong values and can't receive contrasting views, it's going to wear out on you. Number two is my harmony and co-parenting. It's so much so that it creates a lot of insecurities in women and are not able to sustain that comfort and trust, because I'm able to, because I prioritize my co-parenting and my parenting more than I do a relationship. That's the reality. And number three is my non-vanilla, non-conventional ways of intimacy. Like, that is a deal breaker for most of the people out there, because that just reminds them of some bad stories of other guys that were too immature. And I get that. I get all of that. But I've identified my issues. I've done the self-work. I am very well aware of who I am and how I want to be and navigate as a person in this world. So when I feel I'm out there courting or talking to people, it's coming from that vibration of, I know who I am. Let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you what I stand for. Let me tell you what I'm all about. And we'll go from there. And I feel people in general are not ready for that. No matter what they say, they're not ready for that truth of that there's going to be, the reality is at this stage in life is that people have histories. People have connections that are complicated sometimes. And it's understandable if you're waffling, like if you're out online dating, ladies, and I know that you're trying to see if there's better options out there. I get it. Like, it's okay, but just come and say that. Just come out and say that. Come out and talk about it. Come out and convey that. And I guess for me, man, it's like, it's so hard to just, the self-control, I'll leave with this. The self-control that I have to not play the game comes from my wanting peace and tranquility and wanting to be able to go to sleep at night knowing I'm being honest with people. And I don't want to lie or mislead or misdirect somebody for the sake of getting pussy. That's what guys do all the time. Guys will tell you what you want to hear. That's why when I go on dates with women, when I have gone on dates with women from all walks of life, it's that they're hesitant to take what I say as the truth because they're so used to men being so fucking liars. And I have to fight against that, just like I have to fight about the stigma of being a man and a dad to a daughter. Like, all this different shit. Like, I have to fight that, and there's nothing I can do. You know, all I can do is just vent it out when I'm hearing myself in this shit, these fucking brain dumps. I'm doing that. Because I want people to understand that, you know, there's always multiple sides to these scenarios that happen. There's good guys out there that are honest, that are transparent, that are productive, that are very giving, that are very selfless. Yeah, we're a little odd, right? Because no one will be as honest as I am or do things to the detriment of the benefit of getting results and intimacy. But that's what I can sleep with. That's my moral compass. That's what I feel good doing. And at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to apologize for being honest and calling people out. I call people out, no matter if you're a male or female, white, black, Hispanic, liberal, conservative. I'm going to call it out when it doesn't make sense because we are all not 100% right, including myself. You can call me up. You can say shit to me that maybe isn't accurate. That I'm saying, right? I mean, you know, all these things, but you can't go forward. And for you ladies out there, you can't go forward with wanting a man to be a certain way when you're not even holding that same standard to yourself. Give it time.